Welcome back to the program, the Christmas edition, hence the little jingle bells in the background. That's nice touch, Stephen. Very well done.
Thank you.
Did you think of that all by yourself?
Oh, yeah. I had it all lined up and everything.
You are on top of
it. You're getting paid extra, though. Getting paid extra because I'm bringing in myself.
Oh, I wouldn't think of anything but extra for you. Everything. You should get paid extra for everything.
Yeah, that'd be
great. I think if you just show up, you should get extra.
Oh, be amazing.
Because you're special.
Thank you.
Have I told you lately how special you are?
No. Well, now you did.
Let me send out this text message, and I'll tell you in a minute here. You're special.
Thank you.
As is the next guest on the program, he joins us once a year, pretty much every time. I think I'm looking at the notes here. I think he's been on our Christmas edition of the show for the last 6 or 7 years in a row, maybe even more.
Yes.
From the North Pole, I'm assuming. I shouldn't assume that because he travels all over the place. But anyways, let's get him down here. Morning, Santa.
Hello, Mrs. Claus. Could you turn the music down, please? I'm on the radio with Angelo Viola. Oh, thank
Santa.
You. Yes, I will dance with you later, Mrs. Claus. Angelo, is that you?
That's me. That's me. Absolutely. How are you, Santa?
I'm doing just fantastic.
Good. Because I'm not. I'm sicker than a dog. I shouldn't even be here, actually. And one of the reasons that I didn't cancel and have somebody substitute for me, because I read the script yesterday, and it said that you were coming on the show. And I said, I can't miss that. Are you crazy?
Well, of course not, Angelo. No. And I will... definitely leave you something a little bit special right in the bottom of your stocking there to help out with that cold. I hear a little hot toddy every once in a while. I'd just straighten you right out there.
Now you hear, that's obviously you don't have any experience in that area, I'm assuming.
Oh, well, Santa has been around the block a few times, and, when I feel a little bit of a cold coming on, a little honey and lemon and hot water with a nice shot of maybe I wouldn't want to say 40 Creek, but a little bit of heat to bring it into the lungs there.
I got you, buddy. Maybe I should be doing that. When I get off the air, maybe it's exactly what I'll do. So this is the big event for you. Obviously, Christmas is your Super Bowl, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is what I look forward to every year, along with many of my trusted workers and friends, for sure. The elves and everybody are diligently working to bring things together.
Santa, I was thinking earlier on this week, I've been doing the Fishing Canada show since 1985 or 86, something ridiculous, like almost 40 years. And this radio show, 24 years, I believe, we've been doing this. And so I wonder, how long have you been doing the Christmas thing?
What a wonderful question, Angelo. The Christmas thing has been going on for many, many, many millennium. The one nice thing about it is I've been through it all. This is a wonderful job where you get to see every year.
Okay. All right. And I'm sure you have had some memorable moments and experiences. Hopefully you'll share some of those with us here in a few minutes. But let me get down to some of the questions that I'm sure everybody listening would love for me to ask. Like, for example, how many reindeer do you use on that sled? Like, how do you figure out how many is enough? Like, and does it depend on how your dieting went to the year prior?
Well, the reindeer, they monitor my weight and they work out accordingly, because there's always my nine reindeer. You know, Rudolph, of course, he leads the pack with his big bright nose. We do every year, inevitably, at some point while we're flying around the world, we run into some inclimatic weather, and Rudolph really just blasts through it all, and Donner and Dasher and Prancer and Vixen, they're really the the motor. Really, you know, it's almost like a ram air engine.
There you go. You mentioned the dieting thing, and the reindeers kind of keep you honest throughout the year. That's got to be your biggest. I would, anyways. For me, that's got to be the most difficult thing for you. You visit so many people and homes throughout the world, and every one of those kids, I'm sure, wants to leave a little something for you, and certainly cookies and milk is the common factor here. But what's your favorite treat? What do you like to get mostly from people Christmas Eve?
Oh, well, let's get one thing straight here, Angelo. As far as dieting goes, at this time of year, Santa really has no diet. And I really do like cookies. They're excellent for my diet, and chocolate. And anytime you can mix the chocolate and cookie, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing, especially when they're made and set out for me at night, and I really enjoy a nice glass of milk to wash that all down. It's nice. Really a staple in my diet all year round, not just at Christmas.
Nice, nice. Do you, I mean, see, I keep thinking of you as just one of the guys. I don't know why. Call me crazy, but you know, every time I think of you throughout the year, I'm thinking, you know, I wonder what Santa's doing right now. But, well, for example, let's talk about this time of year. Like, do you do the same things that we do, and that is struggling with, you know, New Year's resolutions and what I'm not going to do next year and what I'm going to do more of? Like, do you do your own resolution thing?
Santa doesn't have a time to worry about that stuff. That's why he's got Mrs. Claus behind poking him. You know, she really is she's my New Year's resolution specialist, and it's really my job to make sure that all of the elves are working diligently every day, and that the reindeer are fed, and I always sneak a cookie here or there, and. As far as New Year's resolutions go, I let Mrs. Claus worry about that stuff. She's done a good job for the last few hundred years anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no reason to change things now, huh?
Listen,
is there a special Christmas message you'd like to send out to folks that are listening today?
Oh, wow. You know, there's many Christmas messages, but the biggest Christmas message that I could send out is, you know, love your neighbor. Be happy. It's a joyous occasion. It's one of those things where I look forward to this every day, and it is the time of year where there is happiness spread throughout the world, and on a more serious note, when you're spreading this happiness, which everybody does, we need to do that responsibly. You know, I was talking about the hot toddy, and I probably will have one waiting once I get done delivering all of the presents and the reindeer bring me home. And like yourselves, when you're out enjoying Christmas and spreading good cheer, do that responsibly. And if you do have the odd hot toddy, make sure that you've got a Mrs. Claus to drive for you, or maybe you should be doing the driving for Mrs. Claus once or twice.
Okay, I have to ask you, because that's, you brought her up far too many times for me not to jump in here, okay? You keep trying to buy yourself some brownie points with Mrs. Claus. Did something, you know, maybe you should, something you want to share with the listeners here? Is there something going on?
It's a very difficult time of year. The last few months have been very busy for Santa, for myself, you know. So, Mrs. Claus, you know, every good organization and business and much like making sure that we've got all of the presents for all of the world ready to deliver on time, behind every good man, there's a good woman. And Mrs. Claus has been good, but, you know, she the odd time she'll find my whip that I use to make the snapping noise, and she snaps my ears every once in a while. Keeps me straight.
As she should, my friend. I didn't know where you were going with that whip, but I noticed everybody here had their finger on the button, so just so that you know.
Oh, Oh, you know me better than that, Angelo. It's been,
well,
it's
you
been
would
24
think so.
4 years I've been on this show.
Yes, I know. I know. I wouldn't. I was just joking, Santa. Listen, first of all, before I let you go and ask you for a final anybody that you'd like to help this time of year, I want you to wish a very special Christmas to some special little people that are listening today. Maddie and Ben, I've been sitting from the time you came on the air wanting to hear your voice. So if you could say something to them, they really love that.
Oh, ho, 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 well, Maddie and Ben, I would love to say you've been very good. The elf has been reporting back to me, and everything looks just wonderful, and I can't wait to come and drop off your presents tonight. I appreciate that you've been very nice this year, and keep up the good work.
You do know that you got them all confused now, Santa, right? You don't forget, you got time zones to deal with, right? When you're going around the world, you got, I don't know, probably a 12-hour difference from place to place. You told them that you were going to give them their gifts tonight.
Wow, you know, it is a bit time zones and everything, and to be honest with you, this is one of Mrs. Claus's issues. John, there, you see, we're so far ahead in the workshop here. I was looking around, and everything was just about ready to go.
I'm going to have to cut you because you need some time to get yourself organized. The big day is upon us, my friend, and we want you at your absolute best. We do appreciate you taking a few minutes out to come and talk to us live on the show here on Outdoor Journal, and we want to wish you and, of course, Mrs. Claus all the best for the Christmas season.
Oh, wonderful. And Mrs. Claus is standing right here saying thank you, Angelo. And, actually, I've got to just open up this window. Stay away from that Christmas tree, please. Okay. Geez, they've got Rudolph tied to the top of the tree, and they're using him as the star. But we all know we're going to need him on the 24th.
You sure are. All the best to you, Santa, and we wish you nothing but happiness in the year ahead.
And to you as well, and everybody listening, thank you, and have a merry and very safe Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. There you go. It's nice knowing that the man is still on the job, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's still running the big show. That is so cool.